we have with us Sean Toomey, the state fire marshal, in studio with us, and Jeff Dade, sergeant. He is the bomb squad dude, is what I was told his official business card says. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I want to see a copy of the business card that has that title on it.
I'll provide it for you forthwith.
Okay,
absolutely.
Forthwith. Can you tell I'm speaking to a law enforcement official? Forthwith. Hey, guys. So this weekend's a big weekend. It's 4th of July. Everyone's, you know, going to have a good time, celebrate the birthday of America. But, Marshall Toomey, let me start with you. But there's also some dangers because people love to light off those fireworks and they're not always safe.
Yeah. So we know we have like 50 fireworks shows that are done professionally through the state. And we really encourage people to go to the professional shows as the first option. We have over 20 great licensed retail stores in the state that sell consumer fireworks. And as a fallback, if you're going to do it on your own, we ask that you go to the licensed retail locations because they know the drill. They know what's safe. They're going to sell you stuff that's allowed in the state of New Hampshire. They're going to sell to people that are over 21. They're going to give you the right instructions. And we want to prevent those injuries. We want people to have a safe, enjoyable July 4th celebration.
Now, there's a lot of confusion among people because it's only a few years old that, you know, fireworks are more widely legal in the state of New Hampshire. What are the fireworks laws in New Hampshire?
So the consumer fireworks are pretty open now. There's very little restrictions compared to what there was a few years ago. We're very fortunate in New Hampshire that, you know, nationally there's like 15,000 injuries and, you know, we're seeing 20 to 30, you know, one year we had 40 injuries. So I think statistically we're doing really well. And I think that it's a testament to working closely with the retail locations and selling stuff that's safe and people are being smart about it.
Sergeant Dade, you're with the New Hampshire State Police and the New Hampshire Bomb Squad. I think the goal for anyone celebrating this weekend is to not do anything that requires you to visit them.
I would agree with that. That'd be preferable. Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, our lane is certainly parallel with the fire marshal's office, but it's different in one way. Is our concern is people that aren't buying from those retail stores and they're actually buying what we would call homemade fireworks or contraband fireworks, illicit fireworks, things that are done on the black market, that are done illegally and haven't been approved by the Consumer Product Safety Commission. And very often the explosive loads in those fireworks far exceed what is designated for consumers and can be very, very dangerous. In fact, in New Hampshire, they would constitute an infernal machine, which is the like official word, but fundamentally, it's an improvised explosive device. So aside from the safety concerns, I mean, first and foremost, we're concerned about people's safety. But secondly, we don't want somebody to face any criminal consequences for either engaging in building their own homemade fireworks or buying them and possessing them.
That building your own fireworks sounds really dangerous. But, you know, in addition to what is allowed in the state, different communities, and either one of you can discuss this, whichever one you want, different communities have different rules, right? I mean, I live in Hampton Beach. Fireworks are lit off constantly, and they, you know, when you light off a firework on a Tuesday at like 2 a.m., you're kind of a doo-doo head. Can you not do that? Some of us live there and have to wake up in the morning. Keep it to a reasonable time and don't do it on a weeknight. But every community actually has different rules. How do people know which towns you're allowed to do something in?
So the fire marshal's office maintains a list of the community restrictions on our website. We did an update. It's last year. We're working. It's kind of a constant thing for us because, you know, as you said, someone will do something that they shouldn't do, and then the community will kind of have an uprising, and they'll end up coming up with ordinance and they can't have them at all, or they need to have them permits. So we really, you know, our first check, you know, quick look at our website, the newhampshire.gov/firemarshal, and the site, you know, it's all listed there. But we also encourage people to reach out to their local communities. Some of the stores have lists as well, but there's quite a few that have restrictions.
We're continuing our talk now with your New Hampshire State Police. The segment is brought to you by Auto Fair. And joining us again, we have Sean Toomey with the State Fire Marshal and Sergeant Jeff Dade with the Bomb Squad of the New Hampshire State Police. Sergeant Dade, what kind of preparations do state police have to make for 4th of July weekend, which would be different from another weekend, for instance?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, obviously it's a heavy travel weekend, so the normal thing would be the traffic flow. But for a weekend like this, where there's going to be so many public gatherings, we're particularly concerned about the safety of the public at those gatherings. Let's not forget that the original target for the Marathon Bombers was actually the 4th of July celebration on the Esplanade in Boston. And we have not lost track of that at all. So we will have bomb technicians and explosive detection canine teams throughout the state at various events. We'll also be doing a mutual aid request down to Boston to help our folks down there to help keep people safe at those events. Our message is, you know, it's not lost. It's the four S's. If you see something, say something. We want the public to go out. We want them to celebrate this country and celebrate the 4th of July and do so in safety. But we also need their eyes and ears and to help us keep them safe and to be vigilant, because whenever we have public gatherings, particularly something as symbolic as the birth of our country, we have concern about bad actors, both foreign and domestic, wanting to, you know, do harm and disrupt those celebrations.
You just said something really interesting I wasn't aware of, which is really cool, and that's the New Hampshire State Police goes down to Boston for their big events to help maintain down there?
We do. We have a mutual aid agreement amongst the six New England states, amongst all the state police agencies, and the Massachusetts State Police has made a request for some assistance down because of the sheer scale and size of the operation down there. So we'll send them some help, but that gets reciprocated. And a good example of that is in a few weeks we have our NASCAR race, our major NASCAR race, which is a pretty big event for this state. We will have troopers from all the five other New England states that will come with explosive detection canine teams and bomb techs to help us at that event. So it works both ways. We make sure that we're covering each other's backs no matter what the event is.
And that's a wonderful partnership, and I love to know that it's happening. I know, like I've said, I live at Hampton Beach, and several weeks ago there was a lot of people, and I don't know if it was state police from other states, but there were certainly other communities from other states, law enforcement that came in to maintain order. And I think that relationship, particularly when we're kind of talking about small states here, willing to help each other, is really beneficial to everybody. How long has that been in place?
Short answer is I don't know how long the actual NSPAC agreement's in place. I mean, I can tell you that it dates back to the 60s when there was a lot of civil unrest. Mm-hmm. And it was utilized heavily, not just in the 60s, but going through the 70s when Seabrook Station was being built and there was a lot of unrest down in that area. So it's not a new thing. It's not something that we have to do a lot in an emergency situation, in other words, in a response or reactionary situation. But we do utilize it a lot as a protective measure, just to plus up numbers to prevent things from happening, as is the case for the 4th of July and or NASCAR, other events like that.
I think that's great. State Fire Marshal Sean Toomey, how often do, on a 4th of July weekend, for instance, how often are there problems with fireworks? Is it, you know, from a danger perspective, is it a big thing?
I think we're fortunate. We tend to have a couple incidents a year. It's very minor. Typically, we do have what we see is people have hand facial injuries often and burns. 20 to 30 hospital admissions typically. I can't account for. We're very fortunate. I haven't seen a death in the state that we can account for. Nationally, this is a handful every year, but. I think, we've been pushing hard to celebrate safely, and I like to think that's working. Let's keep the trend going this year. Have a nice 4th of July. Just keep it safe.
Now, other than fireworks, what other safety measures do you urge people? People are barbecuing, they're celebrating, and, people sometimes get a little rowdy during this, and things can get dangerous. Are there other safety measures that you urge people to pay attention to?
Yeah, so on the barbecue front, we like to tell people to keep the grills 10, 15 feet away from your houses. That from one of our own homes, that it's a little tougher. Sometimes, like, we put them on our decks. You got to be really careful and stay with them. It's a little. We don't deal with the outside fires, but we all like to have a campfire, roast some marshmallows. That's more a Forest and Lands thing, but we partner with them pretty closely, and we say get your permits. Burn. Keep it away from your house, 25 to 50 feet, depending on which size of fire you are, and don't introduce any flammable liquids to those fires, because we do see some problems with that occasionally as people are having parties.
What are the rules? You see, it's a new fad, I don't know how new, I've noticed it recently, of these outdoor fire pits. Everyone seems to be popping up. Do you need a permit for those? They're advertised on TV all the time. What are the rules regarding those?
Yeah, so the Forest and Lands through... They are the ones that truly regulate all of that. There are permits required. You can get them on the website. The smaller fires can be 25 feet from your house, and then the bigger ones are usually 50 feet from your house. But check with your local fire departments. There are forest fire wardens that can issue permits, or again, you can get them online and search for outside fire permits.
Before we let you guys go, Sergeant Dade, any last-minute thoughts, advice, information you'd like to provide for people heading out to celebrate the 4th of July?
I just want to reiterate that just stay vigilant, keep your head on the swivel while you're enjoying yourself. If you see something, say something. And then above all, just use common sense, folks. We expect that people are going to be consuming alcoholic beverages over the weekend. That's a normal thing. I'm not necessarily saying discourage that, but use common sense, stay within the law, stay within the rules, and enjoy yourselves. Just be responsible.
And I want everyone to know who plans on lighting fireworks off at Hampton Beach in the marsh in the middle of the night. I now know the bomb squad dude with the New Hampshire State Police. So just be aware. I now know this guy before you start lighting fireworks off over my roof. Okay?